Track 15. 1.
It's ridiculous to feel the way I do, but I can't help it. Every time I look at Julia, I just see all the things I don't have. I mean, she's tall and slim and, well, I suppose she's classically beautiful and she doesn't even realize it. It wouldn't be so bad if she were just a pretty face, but she's also very intelligent and funny.
2.
I grew up in a household where winning is everything. Coming second wasn't an option. So you can imagine what it was like at the end of every school year as we all came home. There were three of us at the same school with our reports and marks. Old habits die hard, I must say, and I find that I still always want to come first.
3.
We've been together now for a couple of years and everything is very comfortable. Perhaps too comfortable. We don't seem to do very much anymore. I guess you could say there's no excitement. Though I suppose that's usually the case. But if I'm totally honest, I can't see myself living like this for the rest of my life.
4.
Although we're sisters, we're very different. I'm much more into the outdoor life than Lisa, while she's really into books and culture. Although we live quite close to one another, we don't tend to socialise much, but if anything happened, I know we'd be there for each other, which is the main thing.
5.
It probably has something to do with the fact that I'm only 1.60 m, but I've always felt at a disadvantage in the office. When I think rationally about things, I'm sure my colleagues don't really look down on me, but sometimes it can be hard, especially in my line of work, where you have to be confident and extrovert. You know, one of the boys.
6.
I don't know what it is about Jack, but I just can't stand him. They say that you often take against someone because you see aspects of yourself in them, but I sincerely hope that's not the case with us. He's so arrogant and loud, and as far as I can see, incredibly insensitive. It's just very unfortunate that he's my cousin, as we can't exactly ignore one another.